there anybody on the call yet? Can anybody hear me? Hello? Can anybody hear me? Can anybody hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, thank you very much. Will someone tell the Rebbe when he should begin?
The Rebbe can begin.
Thank you.
It's a special kavod and really a schus to be able to speak to the tzibur in Washington Heights. I would say it's a mokum shespalulu avoysai. The shaychus and the closeness that my father Zichron had is well known, and it's the first time I'm speaking for the tzibur, and it means a lot to me. My father was very often mentioned the Sfasemes that explained why Shabbos HaGodel is referred to as Shabbos HaGodel, a great Shabbos, because, as we know, the reason for Shabbos in the Aseres HaDibris is different in the way it's mentioned in the first Dibris in Parshas Yisroi and the second Dibris in Parshas Ve'etchanan. In Parshas Yisroi, Shabbos is explained simply as a siman on Maisa Bereshis, that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam created the world and he rested on Shabbos. In Parshas Ve'etchanan, in the Dibra and the Tzivui of Shabbos, Shabbos, after the Chiyuv of Shabbos, after the Parshas Ve'etchanan, it says, Shomer Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshoy, but the Pasuk afterwards explains, V'zacharto ki eved ho'yisa be'eretz Mitzrayim, Shabbos has a shaychus and a connection to Yitzias Mitzrayim. And the Sfasemes says in the very simply, after Yitzias Mitzrayim, the essence of Shabbos became greater. That's why it's called Shabbos HaGodol, because the element that Shabbos has a kesher with Yitzias Mitzrayim, Shabbos gained a new meaning after Yitzias Mitzrayim, and that's why it's called Shabbos HaGodol. I'd like to elaborate a little bit on this kesher that the mitzvah of Shabbos has a shaychus to Yitzias Mitzrayim. I'd like to begin with a short dvar halacha. There's a famous statement from the Mogen Avraham. The Mogen Avraham says, we know that there's a mitzvah, every Shabbos we have a mitzvah of being mekadesh haShabbos, making kiddush. That's a mitzvah midoraisa, learned from the Pasuk Zohar et Yoim HaShabbos Lekadshoi. We make Kiddush on Yayin, on the coast. We say the Kiddush on the coast of Yayin. But according to most Shitos, according to most Deyos and Halacha, the need for a coast of Yayin, the need for wine during at the time of Kiddush, is only a Midrabanon. Midrash Raisa, one is Yoytze, one is Mekayim, the mitzvah of Kiddush, simply by saying any words that refer to the Kiddush of Shabbos. Therefore, the Mogen Avraham says that really one is Yoytze, the Doiraisa of Kiddush. One is Yoytze every Friday night, the mitzvah saseh Doiraisa, to make Kiddush by means of davening. One is Yoytze Kiddush Doiraisa b'tfilah. Because since midoraisa one doesn't need a kois, and during davening one says mekadesh haShabbos, he was already yotze the mitzvahs esay midoraisa of kiddush. He only needs to make kiddush again because midrabanon, the Chazal told us that kiddush has to be said on yayin. There's a very famous question at the Mishnah Berurah and Bir Halacha asks on the Magen Avraham, and afterwards, after he asks the question, he says, Shuv Matzasi Kein B'Sefer Minchas Chinuch. I think the Minchas Chinuch was, at the time when the Mishnah Berurah was written, the Minchas Chinuch was not such a familiar Sefer as it is nowadays. So, the Mishnah Berurah says that he found the Kasha in the Sefer Minchas Chinuch. The Kasha is a very simple question, a very well-known, famous Kasha. The Gemara Masechta Pesachim says that one is mechuyev to mention the idea of Yitzias Mitzrayim b'kiddush hayoim. Tzorech lahazkir Yitzias Mitzrayim b'kiddush hayoim. And when one makes kiddush, part of kiddush has to have in it a mention of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And the Gemara learns it from a pasuk, a hekish, ksiv hocha leman tizkor es yoim tzeischa me'eretz Mitzrayim. And there's another pasuk of Zohar, es yoim hashabbos mekadshoy. And the Gemara understands the two psukim to be mechayev, that one has to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim while one makes kiddush. So the Minchas Chinuch and the Bir Halacha both ask the question, they both assume that at Halacha, that one has to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim during Kiddush, is a din min ha-Torah. So they both ask the question, how could the Magen Avraham say that one is yoseh the mitzvah of Kiddush min ha-Torah, simply by davening? True, one doesn't need to have a kois of yayin. One doesn't need to make the kiddush on a cup of wine to be yotze the chiyuv of kiddush min ha-Torah. But what happened to that halacha that one has to mention yitzias Mitzrayim during kiddush? That is halacha min ha-Torah, and one does not mention yitzias Mitzrayim during davening, even if one davens ma'ariv. All he mentioned was Mekadesh HaShabbos, but he mentioned no idea of Yitzias Mitzrayim. In Kiddush that we make, in the Bracha of Kiddush, we do mention Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim, obviously because of this halacha. But during davening, one doesn't mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. So how could one say, even if it doesn't need Yayin, that one was Yotzei Midaraisa, the mitzvah of Kiddush Hayoim, by way of davening? This is the famous kasha asked by the Bir Halacha and the Minchas Chinuch. The teretz that's given by others is very simple. The Minchas Chinuch and the Bir Halacha, who both asked the question, assumed that when the halacha is, when the Gemara says, Tzorech lahazkir Yitzias Mitzrayim b'kiddush hayoim, the intention of the Gemara was that the mention of Yitzias Mitzrayim is a din, a condition, how Kiddush has to be said. In the mitzvah of Kiddush, one has to mention, part of the mitzvah of Kiddush includes the mitzvah of Askaras, a mention of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Therefore, they legitimately asked, if one did not mention Yitzias Mitzrayim, one was not yoisei, one was not able to fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush. But the Lamdonim answer that possibly the Magen Avraham understood that halacha in a different way. The Magen Avraham may have understood that halacha of Tzorech Lahazkir Yitzias Mitzrayim B'Kiddush Hayoim means as follows. We know, for example, that there is a general mitzvah of being maskir Yitzias Mitzrayim every single day. That's the Mishnah in the last Mishnah in the first Perek in Masechta Brachos, that's actually incorporated in the Haggadah Shel Pesach. Maskirin Yitzias Mitzrayim Baleilois, a famous machloikis between Ben Zoyme and the Chachamim, whether the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim that one has to do every single day, does that also include a chiyuv to do it at night or not? But whatever it is, there is a mitzvah of Haskorat Yitzias Mitzrayim every day. The Magen Avraham seems to have understood, or may have understood, that the halacha of Tzorech Lahazkir, Yitzias Mitzrayim, B'Kiddush Hayoim, that one has to be mentioned Yitzias Mitzrayim during Kiddush, did not make it a condition in the mitzvah of Kiddush. The Gemara means simply that when one says Kiddush, that he has a new chiyuv. During the time of Kiddush, during the time a person makes Kiddush, there becomes on the person a new chiyuv of Haskaras Yitzias Mitzrayim. Just like a person has a chiyuv to be Maskir Yitzias Mitzrayim once a day or twice a day, depending on the chiyuv, whether there's a chiyuv at night. Friday night, at the time of Kiddush, there becomes another chiyuv of Haskaras Yitzias Mitzrayim. But if one did not do that, if one was not Maskir Yitzias Mitzrayim during Kiddush, one lost, and one did not fulfill that particular mitzvah of Haskaras Yitzias Mitzrayim that he is obligated to do during Kiddush. But it does not mean that his Kiddush was in any way faulty. And it did not mean that his Kiddush, he wasn't Yotze. That's the understanding behind the shita of the Magen Avraham. Again, the Minchas Chinuch who asked the question obviously held that the halacha means that Kiddush becomes a condition, that Yitzias Mitzrayim becomes a condition in the halacha and part of Kiddush, and if you did not do it, you were not mekayim the mitzvah of Kiddush properly, and since it's a halacha mid-oraisa, one did not fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush. Whereas the Magen Avraham may have understood it differently, that one lost that mitzvah of being Maskir Yitzias Mitzrayim during Kiddush. That was the chiyuv, to be Maskir Yitzias Mitzrayim during Kiddush. It's a mitzvah mid-oraisa. The Gemara learns it from a pasuk. But it does not necessarily mean that the mitzvah of Kiddush was not done properly. He lost the mitzvah, he lost the opportunity to be mekayim the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim that one is mechuyev to do while he makes Kiddush. But the actual Kiddush, he was Yotze, and that's why the Magen Avraham says that midoraisa, one is able to be Yotze, the mitzvah of Kiddush during davening. Perhaps this shaila of whether the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim during Kiddush, it becomes an integral part of the actual mitzvah of Kiddush? Or is it just a new obligation that a person has to do while one makes Kiddush, the way we just explained? Perhaps that depends on an interesting difference that we find between Rashi and the Ramban. In what does the Torah Taka mean connecting Yitzias Mitzrayim with the mitzvah of Kiddush? As we mentioned before in the second Dibrois, in the Dibrois, the way they are written in Parshas Ve'es Chanan, the Torah says, Shomer es Yoim HaShabbos L'Kadshoi, the Torah continues, after the Torah says, the mitzvah of Sheishes Yomim, The pasuk ends, the Dibra of Shabbos ends, V'zocharto ki eved ho'yiso be'eretz Mitzrayim, v'yotziyacho Hashem alekecho misham. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took you out of Mitzrayim, b'yot chazoko u'bezroya netuya, al kein tzivcho Hashem alekecho la'asois es yoim ha'Shabbos. The pasuk clearly makes a connection. The pasuk clearly makes a connection between Yitzias Mitzrayim and the mitzvah of Shabbos, not to do melacha on Shabbos. And the Rishonim have struggled. The Rishonim, mainly the Ramban, struggled to understand what is that significance. What does the mitzvah of Shabbos have to do with the mitzvah of Yitzias with the nisim of Yitzias Mitzrayim? I remember probably the Olam may have heard, the Tzibur may have heard it from my father, Zichrono Livracha. He used to mention a Tosfos in Masechta Pesachim that the word Perech says, Klal Yisrael went to Avodas Perech. Tosfos in Masechta Pesachim said the word Perech in that way of Chiluf Osius, the way the Osius could be interchanged, Ba'at Bash, is the gematria of Lamites. There's a Tosfos in Pesachim says that Avodas Perech was the Lamites Melachos. The work that Klal Yisrael did in Mitzrayim was those Lamites Melachos that became Osir on Shabbos. And when Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim, they left the service, they left the work of the Lamites Melachos. That's one way of understanding the significance of Yitzias Mitzrayim that's connected to Shabbos. But the Ramban and the other Rishonim explain it differently. The Ramban explains it as follows. We all know there's a famous Ramban in the end of Parshas Bo that my father, Zichrono Livracha, always mentioned, and I can say he actually lived with that Ramban. The famous Ramban in the end of Parshas Bo, that the Ramban explains that the reason why we have mitzvahs that are zeicha liyitzias Mitzrayim is because the whole Yitzias Mitzrayim, the tachlis of Yitzias Mitzrayim, was that through the nisim that the Rabbeinu Shalom did shaloi kederech hateva, the Rabbeinu Shalom proved that he runs the world. And that's why we have nisim that are zeicha liyitzias Mitzrayim, to constantly remind us of the fact that the Rabbeinu Shalom is able to do nisim shaloi kederech hateva, and memela he created the world, which is the biggest ness possible. So the Ramban says, really, the shaychus of Yitzias Mitzrayim to the mitzvah of Shabbos is very simple, very simple. Because Yitzias Mitzrayim actually brings out what Shabbos is all about. The concept of Shabbos is the fact that the Rabbeinu Shloim created the world, he rested on Shabbos, but the fact that the Rabbeinu Shloim created the world, that gufa is what Yitzias Mitzrayim represents. Memela, that's how the Ramban explains, that is the kesha that Yitzias Mitzrayim has to Shabbos. Because Yitzias Mitzrayim is the biggest proof to what Shabbos represents. Because it brings out the emuna in the fact that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam created the world, could change the world, and the world does not run on its own. That is the Ramban's way of understanding the connection of Yitzias Mitzrayim to the mitzvah of Shabbos. But if one looks into Rashi, Rashi says a little differently. Rashi says, on the Pasuk, in the Aseres HaDibros in Parshas Be'etchanan, Rashi says, V'zochartu ki eved ha'yisa, says Rashi, al menas kein pido'acha, on condition that you are going to be mekayim the mitzvot, I took you out of Mitzrayim. Shetia loy le'eved v'tishmor mitzvosav. Rashi is understanding the connection of Yitzias Mitzrayim to the mitzvah of Shabbos in a seemingly different way. Not that Yitzias Mitzrayim is a proof to what Shabbos is all about, but the Pasuk is coming to be ma'orer us, to be mekayim the mitzvah of Shabbos. One possibly may add, Shabbos is not an easy mitzvah to be mekayim. Shabbos has a lot of isurim. But the Pasuk says, you can't take it easily, because the only condition that I took you out of Mitzrayim was for Klal Yisrael to become a nation that will keep the mitzvahs of Hashem Yisborach. Actually, there are many times that the Pasuk connects the mitzvah, a mitzvah to Yitzias Mitzrayim. In all of those places, Rashi says this concept. The reason when the Torah connects a mitzvah to Yitzias Mitzrayim is simply to give us to understand there's no way we can say this mitzvah is too hard, and this mitzvah I can't be mekayim. Al menas kein pidoacha. I took you out of Mitzrayim only on one condition, that you will be mekayim the mitzvahs of Hashem Yitzvarach. Possibly, maybe one can say that machloikas, that different way of understanding the mitzvah of mentioning Yitzias Mitzrayim during Kiddush, as we said before, it seems to be a difference of how to understand that halacha. The Minchas Chinuch understood that halacha to mean that Yitzias Mitzrayim becomes an integral part of Kiddush. And if one wasn't maskir Yitzias Mitzrayim, he felt that one was not yoytzei, one did not fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush, and therefore he held that one cannot be yoytzei the mitzvah of Kiddush b'tfilah. I would venture to say that because he understood the kesher of Yitzias Mitzrayim to Kiddush Hayoim, the way the Ramban understood it. Yitzias Mitzrayim is a proof. Yitzias Mitzrayim becomes the major proof to the whole concept of Shabbos. And if the Torah wanted us to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim together with Shabbos, the Torah wanted us to mention Shabbos together with that experience that Klal Yisrael went through that proves to them in the biggest way what Shabbos is all about, the Mitzias of Hashem Yisvarach. Therefore, he held that if one was not Mekayim, the mitzvah of the Chiras Yitzias Mitzrayim during Kiddush, one is lacking in the mitzvah of Kiddush because one mentioned Shabbos without the proof and the support that Shabbos has through Yitzias Mitzrayim. Possibly, the Magen Avraham understood differently. The Magen Avraham may have understood the Pasuk, the Chiyuv, the Gimaski Yitzias Mitzrayim during Kiddush, the way Rashi understood it. That a person, the Torah is simply telling us, the Torah is trying to be ma'orer us, to make us keep the Shabbos by mentioning Yitzias Mitzrayim, like the way Rashi understands, Amanas Kein Pidoacha. One can have no excuse, not to keep Shabbos, because Yitzias Mitzrayim only took place on the condition that Klal Yisrael would eventually be mekayim all the mitzvahs, including Shabbos. Therefore, possibly the Magen Avraham may have held, even if one did not actually be mekayim that mitzvah, it's a separate mitzvah, like we explained before. It's a separate mitzvah. One is mechuyev to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim during the mitzvah of Kiddush, because the same way the Torah was me'orer us, the Torah wanted us to realize the importance of Shabbos by mentioning Yitzias Mitzrayim, al menas kein pidoacha. But if one did not do so, one may have lost the opportunity of reminding us of the chiyuv of Shabbos, but it's not necessarily lacking in the actual mitzvah of Kiddush. And as we explained before, therefore the Magen Avraham held that even if one does not mekayim that mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim during Kiddush, one is yoytze the mitzvah of Kiddush Hayom. Actually, the Ramban himself, on the pasuk of Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hoytze Sicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, the Ramban himself says, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha is the concept of emuna, and the Ramban continues in Parshas Yisroi, Asher Hoytze Sicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim Mibeis Avodim. What did the Torah want? What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu want by telling us that we were taken out Mibeis Avodim? The Ramban himself brings out this point that Yitzias Mitzrayim, besides being the biggest mekor and the biggest proof on the emuna in Hashem Yisborach, Yitzias Mitzrayim is also at the same time a mechayev. That is the biggest reason why a person has to be mekayim the mitzvahs, because we were in a base avodim. We were avodim to Paroi, and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam HaKadosh Baruch Hu only took us out from that base avodim on condition that we will become his Avdei Hashem. That concept that Rashi understands in Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Ramban himself agrees that that is the intention of the Pasuk Mibeis Avodim. But according to the Ramban, as we mentioned, the main concept of Yetzias Mitzrayim is to bring out the Emunah in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. I once heard a beautiful word. We know in the Haggadah it says, the beginning of the Haggadah we say, Kol hamarbe lisaper b'yitzias Mitzrayim, harei zeh meshubach. Even though one is able to be mekayim the mitzvah of sipur yitzias Mitzrayim in a minimal way, but the Baal Haggadah says, Kol hamarbe lisaper b'yitzias Mitzrayim, harei zeh meshubach. It's an interesting lashon. We don't find that lashon too often, that the Chazal, the Tanoim, expressed a lashon. A person is praiseworthy if he is mekayim the mitzvah of Yetzias Mitzrayim in the way of Hamar Belisaper. What is the kavon of the Baal HaGadah? I once heard a verse. A man came over to me in Yerushalayim many, many years ago. A man who, from his outward appearance, he looked like he was a simple person. But as you'll hear the word, he could not have been such a simple person. And this man told me like this. There's a pasuk in Tanakh. It's part of the Haftorah that we read on Tisha B'Av. Al yishalel hachacham b'chachmasoy, v'al yishalel hagibor b'gvurasoy, v'al yishalel ha'oshir b'oshroy. Ki im bezois yithalel hamithalel. The pasuk says an osher, a rich person, should not consider himself worthy of praise because that he has riches. Al yithalel ha'osher b'oshroy. And a person who is a gibor, he has strength. Al yithalel hagibor b'gvurasoy. Al yithalel hachocham b'chachmasoy. Even in wisdom, one isn't entitled to be considered worthy of praise. The only thing that's worthy of praise, says the Pasuk, ki im bezois yishalel hamishalel. The only thing that's worthy of praise is haskel v'yodoya oisi. If a person recognizes the Rabbeinu Shel Olam v'yodoya oisi, that's something that's worthy of praise. That's what the Navi says in Tanakh. In the Pasuk in Chumash, in the beginning of Parashas Boy, when the Torah mentions one of the psukim, that the Torah mentions the chiyuv of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Pasuk says as follows, Uleman tesape ba'ozne bincha uben bincha, es asher hisalalti b'mitzrayim, ve'es oisoisai asher samti bom, v'yidatem ki ani Hashem. The Pasuk clearly says that what Yetzias Mitzrayim is supposed to accomplish, leman tesape ba'ozne bincha uben bincha. If one will tell the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim to his children, what will that accomplish? The yidatem ki ani Hashem. One will come to recognize the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, which is what the Ramban is meirich, what the Ramban keeps on saying, that is the tachlis of Yetzias Mitzrayim. But the pasuk clearly says, the tachlis of Yetzias Mitzrayim is v'yedatem ki ani Hashem. If that's the case, this man told me, if the pasuk says in Tanakh, ki im bezois yishalel hamishalel, the only thing that's worthy of hillul is haskel v'yodoya oisi, recognizing and knowing the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, how appropriate it is for the Baal HaGadah to say, v'chol hamarbe lesaper b'yitzias Mitzrayim, harei zeh meshubach. He is the person that's worthy of praise, because if he's a marbe lesaper b'yitzias Mitzrayim, he comes to the recognition of yidatem ki ani Hashem. Therefore, like the Pasuk says, he is worthy of praise, ki im bezois yishalel hamisalel. Therefore, the Baal HaGadah says, Harei Zeh Meshubach. I think it's a beautiful verse. It made a tremendous impression on me many years ago, and I remember it. Possibly, as a continuation of what we spoke about before, there's an interesting Rashi in Parashas Emor. Rashi explains why does the Torah mention Shabbos in front of, before all the Yomim Tovim? In Parashas Emor, the Torah talks about all the different Yomim Tovim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, but the Torah starts off with the mitzvah of Shabbos, and Rashi seemed to have been bothered that really Shabbos is not one of the Yomim Tovim, not one of the Moyadim. Rashi says, Ma inyan Shabbos eitzel moyadois, lelamedcha, shekol hamechalel es hamoyadois, malin olov ki'ilu chilel es hashabosois, v'chol hamekayem es hamoyadois, malin olov ki'ilu chilel es hashabosois. Very strange Rashi. If somebody is mekayem, somebody fulfills the mitzvah of Yomim Tovim, malin olov ki'ilu chilel es hashabosois. I'm sorry, Rashi starts off by saying, Kol ha-mechalel es ha-moyadois. If one is not mekayim in the mitzvah of the Yomim Tovim, it's considered as if he was chilel es ha-shabosois. The kol ha-mechayim es ha-moyadois, malin olav kilu kiyem es ha-shabosois. What does Rashi mean? Possibly Rashi is maybe referring to what we just mentioned. Shabbos, the ikar of Shabbos is really the Emunah. According to the Ramban, even Yetzias Mitzrayim that's mentioned in Shabbos is as a proof of Emunah. On the other hand, Yetzias, the Moyadois, are all Be'ikr because of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Moyadois, Pesach, even Shavuos happened after Yetzias Mitzrayim. Sukkot, as we know, could have been, also was right after Yetzias Mitzrayim. All the Moyadois are Moyadois of things that happened to Klal Yisrael after Yetzias Mitzrayim. Rashi, and even the Ramban we said before, brings out that part of Yetzias Mitzrayim is to be mechayev us to do the mitzvahs of Hashem Yisborach. So really there are two concepts. There's the concept of Emunah and the concept of Kabbalas Oil Mitzvahs, to do the mitzvahs. Shabbos is Be'ikr Emunah, Yetzias Mitzrayim has in it also, as Rashi says, and as Ramban agrees, Almanas Kein Pidoracha. Possibly Rashi is telling us a strong message. Kol ha-mechalel es ha-moyadois. If one does not keep the Yomim Tovim, even if possibly one may keep the Shabbosois are an inyan of Emunah, of a ke'ilu. If one does not keep the Yomim Tovim, if one does not, besides the Emunah, also accept upon themselves, oneself, the mitzvahs, the yoke of mitzvahs, then that's not sufficient. Ki'ilu chilel es ha-shabosos. Emunah without avoida is not a full thing. It's not real. Emunah that does not culminate, does not end in Kabbalas or mitzvahs, is not real Emunah. And that's where Ashi says, Kol ha-mechalel et ha-moyadois ki'ilu chilel et ha-shabosois. Kol ha-mekayem et ha-moyadois malin olav ki'ilu kiyem et ha-shabosois. Maybe one can add, there's a famous chazal that says, Halavai oisi ozovu v'toirosi shomoru. The Bnei Shalom tells Klal Yisrael, even if you're going to leave me, which possibly may mean, even if your emunah may be a little lacking, but if one keeps the mitzvahs, toirasi shamaru hamo'er sheba, the light of Torah, machziroi lemutav, that will bring back anybody who keeps the Torah, will bring that brings one back to the correct emuna in Hashem Yisbarach. Maybe that's what Rashi is saying. Kala mekayim es hamoyadois. If one is mekayim the moyadois, meaning one is mekabel upon oneself, what yitzias mitzrayim is mechayivos. Like Rashi says, al manas kain padayacha, that will bring us back to ke'ilu kiyem es ha-shabosa. That will bring us back to emuna. The other way around, it doesn't work. Kala mechalel es hamoyadois, ke'ilu chilel es ha-shabosais. One cannot have a munah if one does not have avoida, if one does not mekabel upon oneself oil mitzvahs. Of course, one needs both, but if kala mekayim es amayadois ki ilukiyem es ha-shabosos. That may be a possible interpretation of the Rashi. Rabbi, I'm in a totally different inyan. We all know in the Haggadah Shel Pesach, the name of Moshe Rabbeinu is not mentioned. Except in passing the Pasuk, Vayaminu Bashem of Moshe Avdoi, but Moshe Rabbeinu's personality is not mentioned part of the Haggadah Shel, in the Haggadah Shel Pesach. It's an interesting fact. Moshe Rabbeinu was the major player, kibayachal, in Yitzias Mitzrayim. Why is it so? Perhaps one can understand it in the beginning of the Sipur of Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam tells Moshe Rabbeinu to go and be the Shliach, to take Klal Yisrael out of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu initially refused, did not want to go. He hesitated. Mi anoichi, the pasuk says, Mi anoichi ki eilech al paroi v'chi oitzi es b'nei Yisroel mi Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu says, why should I be the person to take Klal Yisroel out of Mitzrayim? In a number of Svarim, Moshe Rabbeinu's answer to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, Mi anoichi ki eilech al paroi, is explained as follows. We say in the Haggadah that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam took Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, Ani v'loi Malach, Ani v'loi Sarov, Ani v'loi Hashaliach. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam himself, v'chvoidoi uva'atzmoi, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam himself was that koyach, if one may use the word, that took Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. And that was actually said by the Rabbeinu Shel Olam to Yaakov Avinu, Anoichi Ered Imcha Mitzrayima, I will go down to you, with you, when you go down to Mitzrayim, V'anoichi A'alcha Gam Oloi, I myself will take you out of Mitzrayim. And that's what we say in the Haggadah, Ani V'loi Malach. So the Svarim explained that Moshe Rabbeinu was asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how can you send me to take Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim? Mi anoichi ki eilech el paroi. You yourself have to take Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, because that's what you promised to Yaakov Avinu. By sending me as a shliach, the anoichi a'alcha gam oloi will not be fulfilled. And that was Moshe Rabbeinu's question, Mi anoichi ki eilech al paroi. I cannot be the one to go take Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. It has to be through you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. The answer that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu was, Anoichi ehye impicha. And the Svarim explained that to mean that the Madrega, the level of Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah, as we know in Chumash, it says Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest Navi that there ever was. Loikam b'Yisrael Navi k'Moshe. One of the Yud Gimel Ikrim is to believe in nevuah in general, but also that Moshe Rabbeinu was l'av la'neviyim la'koydmim l'fonov v'la'boim achrov. Moshe Rabbeinu was the biggest Navi, he reached the highest Madrege in Nevuah. The Sfarim explain that Moshe Rabbeinu's Madrege in Nevuah was, the way some Sfarim bring it out, Shechina Medaberes Mitoich Groino Shel Moshe. The Shechina actually, the Rabbeinu Shalom himself actually spoke through Moshe Rabbeinu. And that was the answer that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam answered. Hashem Yizbarach answered Moshe Rabbeinu, Onoichi Eya Impicha. I myself will be with you. I will be Kabayochel in your mouth when you take Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. Therefore, that's the answer. Through Moshe Rabbeinu, Klal Yisrael was able, through Moshe Rabbeinu, the fact that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam promised that he himself will take Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim actually became fulfilled through the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was the Goyel. Because the Rabbeinu Shel Olam spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu, and Kebiyochel, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is taking Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. That's a pshat that's brought in a number of Svarim, the Biskurov and others explain the pasuk that way. I'd like to add, in certain Svarim, the Bnei Yisoscha and Rav Chaim Volozhiner in Sefer Ruach Chaim explain that there are two unique madregos that the pasuk in Chumash attribute to Moshe Rabbeinu. One, as we mentioned before, his madrega in Nevuah. Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest Navi that ever existed. But there's another midah that's also attributed to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was the onav mikol ha'adam, the biggest, the person who reached the biggest madrega in Nevuah, in Anivus, in being humble, was Moshe Rabbeinu. V'ha'ish Moshe onav ma'oid mikol ha'ish apneihu adama, says the pasuk. The Svarim explain that these are not two random madregos that Moshe Rabbeinu had. But it was because Moshe Rabbeinu was the onav ma'oid, because he happened to have been on the biggest madrega, on the biggest level in Anivus, was actually the reason, and only because of that, was he able to be that madrega of, that, was he able to reach that great madrega in Nevuah of Shechina Medaberes Mitoich Groino Shel Moshe. The Bnei Yisoscha uses a mashal. He uses a mashal, which is really based on the Lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Moshe Rabbeinu was istakel ba'aspaklaria ha'meira. In other Nevi'im, they were not istakel. They did not look. Their Nevuah was not on the madrega of aspaklaria ha'meira. Of course, everybody realizes that Lashon in the Gemara is referring to Sisrei Torah, secrets, things that we have no shaykhs to. But the Bnei Yisoscha gives a simple mashal. He says there's a mashal, there's a window and a mirror. A mirror has something on it, it's covered with a layer, and because of that layer, one is able to see one's own reflection in the mirror. But because of that, one can't see to the other side of the mirror. A glass window that one cannot see your own reflection because there's nothing on the glass, one is able to see to the other side through and through. It's transparent. The Bnei Yisoscha uses that mashal. If one sees oneself a little, one can't see the other side. If one does not see anything of oneself, then one is able to see the other side of the mirror, of the window. Moshe Rabbeinu did not have any slight chashivas to himself. His madrege in Anivus was the biggest. He did not see himself one iota. Therefore, he was able to see. He was able to be masik. He was able to understand the Rabbeinu Shel Olam to the highest degree possible. That's the way the Sfarim explain that because Moshe Rabbeinu was the on of Ma'od v'kol Adam, therefore, and only because of that, he was on the Madrega of being able to see and be masig the Nevuah of Hashem Yisbarach as far as a human being can be. If that's the case, Rabbeisai, maybe. Where do we find the first time when Moshe Rabbeinu and Madrega of Anivus is expressed? In this pasuk, Mi Onoichi Ki Eileich Al Paroi. The Poshet Pshat in the pasuk is Moshe Rabbeinu is expressing his Anivus. I'm not worthy to go to Paroi. Mi Onoichi Ki Eileich Al Paroi. Perhaps that question, that expression of Anivus that Moshe Rabbeinu said, Mi Onoichi Ki Eileich Al Paroi, was actually the answer to the question. As the Sforim said, in Moshe Rabbeinu's question was, how can I be Zoich, how can I go to Paroi, if you yourself promised, Klal Yisrael, that you are going to be the Goyel. Anoichi A'alcha Gam Oloi. Moshe Rabbeinu answered the question with his question, by saying, Mi Anoichi, by expressing his tremendous Bittul and his tremendous Anivus, then, right there and then, he was Zoiche to the Madrega of Nevuah and the Madrega of Shechina Medaberes B'toich Groinoi. True, the question possibly was a good question, but the actual question, which brought out the tremendous Anivus of Moshe Rabbeinu, that actually was the answer. You're such an honor of Moshe Rabbeinu, therefore you yourself are going to be able to be the Goyel because you're Zoichet to the Madrega of Shechina Medaberes Mitoich Groinoi Shel Moshe. Possibly, that's the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not mentioned in the Haggadah. Because the Goyel that took Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim was the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, Aniv Eloi Malach. But it was actually through Moshe Rabbeinu. But the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not mentioned is, as we said before, because for Moshe Rabbeinu to be the Goyel, to be the Shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through his Madrega of Shechina Medaberes B'Toich Groinoi, Moshe Rabbeinu's own essence, his own self, himself, Kiviyochel, did not exist. And therefore, as we see in the pasuk, Mi Anoichi Ki Eilech Al Paroi, was Gufa, the way he was Zoichet to the Madrega of Shechina Medaberes Mitoich Groinoi Shel Moshe. Thank you very much. Nechag Kosher V'Sameach.